Oh dear.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
U-C-R.
One?
U-C-R.
Go.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. And it's late anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody. This here is me, Jeff. And of course, it's another episode of Uncensored Radio's Guiltiest Pleasure. And alongside of me tonight, I'd love to say that I have my co-host, but I don't. But I do have Mr. One, the only, fabulous James Hankins. How you doing, Lips?
I'm good, but what does that make me if I'm not considered one of your co-hosts?
Well, you're not because you don't ever talk anymore.
Okay.
You can't deny it, bitch. You're always a mute. You're a mute.
I will give you that. I will give you that. Okay.
You don't talk no more. You used to could, but you don't no more. So that's why, you know, you wanted to be like the fourth co-host. Then we make you like the unofficial fourth co-host, and then you stop talking.
Well, okay. In my defense, it is hard to sometimes break into conversation with you guys when you guys get on the tangent. And
well, you just do it. You can't say nothing. You've been here too long. That girl last night, Katie, who I feel so horrible. You can go. Her stuff is on our Twitter page. Go look it up. You can follow her on Twitter. That was her first timer. She just jumped right in there. You know how this works.
I know. Well, and sometimes though, I feel like when I do chime into conversation, I kind of feel like it's unwanted because you guys, like, sometimes you guys don't have, like, something to come back with really quick after I say my thought or whatever. And so sometimes I feel a little out of place breaking into the conversation.
Bitch, We would tell you to stop talking. We'd tell you to shut up.
True.
You should know this by now.
Yeah. Well, I have something that I kind of want to talk about. I guess I didn't read the fine print on a contest that I entered, and I'm now running a 5K on Sunday.
Okay, I don't understand how this works. You enter a contest, and now you have to run a 5K? And are you getting, like, $100,000, a Beamer, or what?
Well, okay, the contest was, this local radio station that I listen to, they have this, $100,000 giveaway where you sign up and you go online and you enter this PIN number that they give four times a day, and they will call you if you've been selected to win, and if you win, you win $1,000 and then you qualify to win $100,000. Well, I guess somehow in me signing up for potentially winning $1,000, which I could really use right now, I also signed up to run in a 5K and was selected. I got an email yesterday telling me I was selected to run in this 5K that's happening this weekend. And it's for a good cause. It's for juvenile diabetes and to raise money for that. So it's for a great cause, but it's like,
I don't care how great the cause is. But if it's longer,
signing up to do this run.
Well, then you don't have to do the run. And besides, just throw money at them. Give them like $10, $20. Because, you know, my friends, we do walks for autism, for the boobies. I mean, you name it, there's a walk. And I if it's a small walk in Auburn, I do it. If we're going around the Hoops Park, you know, where you got to go around the track like 2.5 times for it to equal a mile, I go around the track 2.5 times. But if you talk about 5K, no. Mm-mm. And if there's running involved, you can count me out. I'll send you a check. I'm more than happy to send money to a good cause. No. Mm-mm. I don't care. I ain't got no. Bitch, no. No.
Oh. Well.
Mm-mm. It's a run. It's not a walk. It's a run.
Okay. Well, the reason I want to do it, though, is because I wasn't just selected to like be a part of it. I'm actually on a team, and I'm on one of the DJ's teams. So I'm excited to do it because it's a DJ that I've listened to for quite a long time. I listen to her every afternoon, and I've had the chance of meeting her a couple times, and it's exciting because it's like I get to run on her team, and I've run like I can run pretty good, you know. I have a little bit of pudge on me, but I'm still in good running shape. I can run 3 miles in, you know, 30 minutes, whatever. It's no big deal. I'm cool with it. I'm just surprised how I got selected because I didn't actually sign up for it. So.
Well, apparently somewhere you did, fool. But again, I would just send them a check and go about your business.
Send them a check for money I don't have. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, mm-hmm. Hey, $10 is $10.
I'm not going to go to jail for writing a bad check. I don't have $10.
You can go take some bottles and cans back, and I'm sure you can come up with $10 somewhere. Or you could ask everybody in the chat room to send you a dollar, and you can send them a nice check. I'm sure it'll work out, boo. Like, I'm sorry,
also,
but you crazy.
Yes.
Grand Theft Auto just came out. I'm not doing nothing this weekend. My girlfriends call me, and they're like, are we getting together this weekend? I'm like, no. They're like, why? What you doing? I said, I'm staying home. They're like, well, what? You want to watch a movie? I said, no. I'm not kidding. I just looked, and I was pissed because at noon, you know, I didn't know. Are you a gamer? Do you do games and all that kind of stuff?
Kind of, yes. So. And Miss Katrina Johnson is on the line. But I kind of...
Hello, I've been eavesdropping for a while now. Everything you're saying is kind of hilarious. I could see Jeffrey trying to pay his way out of a run.
I'm telling you, we went. One of my mom's dear friends, who was like aunt to me growing up, her grandson has autism. I love this kid to death. Like, he is a riot. I would keep him in a heartbeat. And there was an autism run, but it was raining and it was cold. And we all went there, whatever, you know. We gave them gave them our monies, and then we were like, "Oh no," mm-mm, and we left. We like did like kind of the half, like
health,
when,
right?
Well, you've been at Hoops Park where we took the pictures. The one, the
yeah,
little park with
nice.
The gazebo.
That's really nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
We
kind of
were by the building, and we just cut over back and walked to the car, you know, very quietly. And nobody would walk. It was too cold. It was like, I don't know, 50-something and raining. You are out your mind. I love children. I will do anything for them except walk in the rain when it's cold. I will give you a check all day long.
I would rather do
the run just because it's for a cause that I really do support. I have a lot of people in my family that have diabetes, so anything that I can help to...
Okay.
Right.
I can kind of understand you're walking for diabetes. You're trying to get in shape. Okay? I understand that. But me walking for somebody with autism, I love them, but baby, there's no reason for me to walk 2 miles for you. It's not going to happen. I'm going to give you a check because that's what I'm here for. Like, I'm giving you money to sponsor myself in the walk. Just like, I'm sorry, you got the sugar. I'm going to give you some money. And you go take that money, go get yourself a gym membership, baby, because I'm fat, but I don't have the sugars. I got to do my own thing right now. But you take care of you. Here's some money. Go get you a gym membership. I will drive you to the gym, but I am not running in no 5K.
Well, I would rather run in a 5K to support, you know, people that I know who are suffering with the disease. I would rather run for them and hope that one day, if anything like that ever happened to me, God forbid, you know, I ever got diabetes or I ever got cancer or anything like that, that they would run for me in support of me. So I'm doing it to support, to show my support for people.
Listen, not to be a dick, here goes. Hold on. Don't they have diabetes because they didn't run in the first place?
Oh, she went there.
Just asking because everybody I know that has it in my family, that's why.
Actually,
oh, Francis.
I'm actually asking.
It's hereditary to an extent.
All right. Well,
there's
I work very hard
I know.
To try and fight it myself because everyone in my family has it, and they're
right.
All very big boned.
Right, and I'm doing what I can to try and keep myself from getting it, from eventually getting it in my life. But
well, there you go. Then do your 5K. But bitch. if I come down with something 3 years from now, God forbid, I'm never going to ask you to do a run or a walk. Now, you can send me a check, but you ain't got to do a run or a walk. Like, I'm sorry. That's just now you asking for too much, baby. You want me? You need a ride to the doctor's before you need me to watch your kids? Or you go to the doctor and get your titties checked or your blood sugar checked? I will do it. I will be there. I will support you any which way I can as long as it doesn't involve me walking. Like, I'm not, no. Mm-mm. No, I will give you a check to your fund all day long. But no. Mm-mm. That's just, no. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I would never ask my friends to walk for me. Drink
I would
walk, maybe,
but... Jeffrey. I would run for you, and then I would drink, and I would have wine in my canteen the whole time.
Well, now, mm-hmm. see, that would be okay. Now, if it was like a booze walk, you know, I think that we could get some more people involved, and then if we could get someplace to donate the alcohol, you could...
Well, see, the thing is, I think that if it were in your honor, everyone would be too drunk to walk, so we'd have to all, like, get a caravan.
Okay, that could be fun. Or, you know, everybody could get little golf carts and do maybe, like, I would not have a walk, but maybe, like, a golf cart race.
I think you can still get a DUI in a golf cart.
How about a party bus? Well, if you're in the right place,
party bus would be
good.
I bet all Jeffrey's friend would get on a party bus with a stripper pole. That would definitely... We could raise some money if we were offering up that.
I've done that. I've had a party bus with a stripper pole. And it never ends well because somebody always gets too drunk and they throw up. And then I'm always the one that's like, no matter how drunk I was, I always had to clean the mess because that's how I do. And it wasn't for me. Like, the party bus was actually for a friend of mine for his birthday, which was way fun. The party bus was right. And the next year we had one of, like, the stretch excursions or something, and that sucked. Like, we were crammed in, like, sardines. No. And then it's like, you're so drunk on the bus. Like, we just go bar hopping. I'm like, you know, by the time you don't want to go in and order a drink because they free booze on the bus. Like, I'm like, you got to find something better to do. Like, maybe we could go to random people's house and go ring their doorbell or something.
That would be terrible.
Ding
That's
dong.
So funny.
Like, I'm not trying to pay all this money for a party bus. And they pay all this money for the booze on the party bus, and then I got to go pay a cover charge and buy a beverage, and we're in the bar for 15 minutes. Like, I ain't got
time
for this.
That's true. You got a point there.
Now, I don't mind taking a party bus to a wine tour. Now, that could be a fabulous, fabulous term.
That would be a great idea. Why didn't I ever think of that?
Yeah,
maybe
I do
for
love
your
they
dirty
have
30.
All right. That would be a hootenanny. Girl, but you're going to have to bring you some mittens and some goulashes because it's cold.
It's cold?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's been like in the 50s the last couple of days. I had to actually turn the heat on yesterday morning and today.
Oh,
I was dying. It was so cold just in the morning. But then our pilot has been out, you know, my little fireplace. I have a gas fireplace and I love the damn thing. But the pilot went out. So over the weekend, Joe's parents came up, and Joe and his father are trying to light this thing. Now, mind you, there's push buttons. Last year it went out, and Fishy, when you guys were all here for the benefit, got a goal for me. Thank God for him, because there's actually instructions. Well, apparently Joe and his father didn't know how to read these instructions, and they're underneath the thing, which has a gas line with a lighter, trying to light it from underneath. And there's nowhere to light it underneath. Just, you know, lighting a fire near a gas line. Yeah, genius
yeah.
stuff.
It's a great idea. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so all you have to do is pull a little thing down. There's a button you press, turn it on pilot, hold it in, press the ignite button, it ignites you, let it go, turn it on, and you're done. Apparently.
Well, that's simple, but I would do it.
Okay, but Joe's father has, like, they don't have a furnace. They have a pellet stove or some shit. Like you got to shovel shit into it, and that's how they keep the house warm.
What?
Oh, that's hardcore. Okay, but they couldn't figure it out.
That's like 1800s right there.
No. They're like new modern ones. Like, people have them all over the place. And, I mean, they're cute, and, you know, it's, I guess it's cheaper. I'm not really sure, like, what the comparison is, what he spends a season versus what the, you know, the gas and electric bill would be. But, no, child, you know I'm not going to shovel shit in nowhere. Like, I'm dying now because the fireplace don't have a remote, and I'm like, well, this shit's going to need to go. Because
ever since we got that,
but ever since we have a fan now that has a remote, and every day I wake up and thank Jesus because it's so cold. I don't want to get off. You got to get out and sprint to the fan to turn it off because I could just reach over to my little nightstand, grab the little remote, press the power button, and I'm done. Like, that's fabulous. Now, the air conditioner, that's the next thing to go because this one, I don't know what happened to the remote, so we're going to have to get a new one.
Oh, my gosh, you're terrible. You can't,
And then last year, day after Christmas, guess what I bought? Little pluggy things so I can plug in my Christmas lights into it, and there's a remote.
Oh, my gosh, no. You have become the laziest homebody there is.
Like, girl, exactly. Why did you say everything should have a remote? I'm saying. Well, what kills me, you guys will see the blog. It'll come up tomorrow or this weekend. I'm not sure when I'm posting it. But I went through the house, and I took pictures of all of the lights just on the first floor that Joe plugs in. Because, like, from September to January, our electric bill is through the roof. And I'm like, Joe, like, we have timers for the outside so the lights will come on. He don't have none of it hooked up. I'm like, why don't you go with me? I don't know where they are. So you rather go plug everything in constantly and unplug? All right, boo, that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, leave it on one night, I'm going to start cutting shit.
You know, Jeffrey, since you're too lazy to get up and turn your lights off or turn your fan off or turn anything off or on,
it's called convenience. It's not that I'm too lazy to do it. It's too cold in the morning to get up and turn the fan off. Or maybe sometimes I don't want it on high, and I'm comfortable and I'm reading. I could just click. Look it, girl, if I could have this whole house retrofitted with a clapper, shit would be on and popping.
I was just thinking that. You need a robot.
I do. It's not about laziness. Like, I don't mind going to plug the lights in. But you know my house. Like, it's an older house. Like, we have outlets in the floor. Like, the Christmas tree, you got to get all up underneath that son of a bitch and plug them in. Like, it's a process. You're knocking ornaments off the tree. And then, like, in the hallway next to the stairs, you got to get all behind the shit. Shit falls over. Like, I'm not trying to wreck my shit. Like, why? When I could just click.
You're so funny. That's something else.
I'm just saying. Laziness would be as if I could turn the shower on from the bedroom.
And you'll figure out a way before too long. They'll have something.
There's a billionaire out there that can lay in their bed.
Bill Gates has that in his house. The whole thing is like all computer oriented.
Like, I would totally be that person. Absolutely. Like, I would like to also have a system where I could, like, open my iPad, click a button, and it'll lock all my doors.
Yeah.
Because I'm that, like, I get a little weird about certain things. Like, if I'm not sure, I will have to go downstairs and check all of the doors.
Mm-hmm. I get
it's
the same
ridiculous.
Way, though.
And
I have
a lot of doors.
Start your car that you can use to start, like, your Chevy Cruze or something, to start it.
Yeah,
remotely.
I'm not even.
Oh, yeah, that's real fancy.
My aunt, like, traded in her car and got a new lease or whatever and took the remote car starter out there. So she was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ooh, but I'm sure it probably cost me, like, 10 grand to put it in the Beetle. So I'm like, not so much. And then I'm like, wait, I don't drive in the morning or really ever very often, so what the fuck do I need a remote car starter for?
Because it's real nice to have.
Why? I have Joe.
Oh, yeah, you already have your remote starter named Joe. You're absolutely right. What was I thinking?
Oh, God, I love him.
I would go for a remote start this winter. That way I wouldn't have to go out in the morning and start my car and then wait for it to warm up in the house. I would love to have one.
If I had to still drive to work, like, years ago, yeah, I'd totally have one. Because, oof, there's nothing worse in the winter, like, than having a freezing car. You have to brush it off, chisel the ice off, and then you got to get in the car, and it's still ice cold. Oh, that sucks.
Mm-hmm. I hated it. I hated it when I had to get up at like 6, because my last job, I had to be up at 5 in the morning to be at work by 7, because it was like a 45-minute drive, and it took me an hour to get up and get ready. And I would have to go out and start my car at 5:30 for it to be warm enough for me to get in it at 6 a.m. to drive.
Oh, see, you've got problems, okay? One, you're wasting way too much gas. Number two, you have to get up that early and it takes you an hour to get ready. Let me tell you a little secret, boo-boo. When Mama used to when I have to get up early, I shower the night before. I literally roll out of bed. If you don't like my hair, don't look at it. Brush my teeth, get dressed, and I'm out the door. That's it. I'm not having no breakfast. I'm not doing shit. I'm waking up 7.5 minutes before I got to be out the door, which is just enough time to shit, brush my teeth, and go.
I'm not like that. I have a process. I have a morning routine.
I can't get ready in less than an hour. I need to do my dance, play my music, do my thing.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, you kill me. Like, everybody always talks about on vacation. When I was on vacation with my two aunts and we were talking about you guys, they were like, it took them 3 hours to get ready. I'm like, yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's photo shoot time. That's legit. That's serious.
Girl, I could be in drag, in full drag, and paint my face from start to finish, and it would look cute in 20 minutes. And I had to put layers on and pull shit up that's not meant to be pulled and put all kinds of contraptions all over my ass to make me look smaller. Girl, I don't even understand it.
Now, see, I do all that as well. It just takes me much longer than it takes you.
Girl, like, you have to get this shit down to a science. Because, you know, as the procrastinator in me, I don't like to waste time. So, like, you know, I get pissed if people are, like, 2 minutes early for work. Like, if they come with their kids 2 minutes early, I'm like, you ain't coming in that door for 2 more minutes. I got shit to do.
I'll tell you that.
You know, and I'm telling you, it got to a point I got so pissed at my friend, I would lock the door in the morning so that they couldn't come in.
Oh, God. Because
they show up like 15 minutes early. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. You can't come in the store before it opens. You ain't coming in here before it opens. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, they used to kill me when I worked at Home Depot. And I'd have to be at work at 5 o'clock or 5:45 in the morning. And we'd have a line of people outside the door at 5:45 who would freak out if anyone walked in the building before them. And it's like, dude, I work here. I have to be here for you to buy shit. My question is, why are you here at 5:45 in the frickin' morning?
Well, they're probably like farmers or something. I mean, it is Missouri.
Not where I live. There are not farms, buddy.
I'm sure.
Aren't there Amish people somewhere by you?
Yeah, like 3 hours north of here. 3 hours north of here, thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure.
Well, if they illegally acquired cars, they would get to Home Depot at 5:45 in the morning.
Exactly.
No. I wouldn't. Okay, I was only there at 5:45 in the morning
store.
Because I had to be there.
Oh, I have a great story to tell.
What now?
I have a crazy story to tell you guys. Something's happened.
Oh, do fill us in.
It freaked me out. Okay. Now, Jeffrey, I know you believe in psychics, right? What about you, Lipsy Poo?
Kind of. I don't necessarily believe in psychics, but I have had my tarot cards read before, and they were spot on. So.
And did it freak you out?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had an incident last night at the grocery store. Never go shopping for your groceries at midnight because you run into some weirdos. Well, I get accosted by this woman as I'm picking out eggs. She stops and says, oh, my God, there's angels all around you. And I'm like, yeah, okay, lady. You've been sniffing up some of that angel dust. I got to go. Like, don't talk to me. You're weird. And then she's like, no, wait, stop, I need to talk to you. I'm like, fuck, run, abort, screw the eggs, run. But she said to me, no, wait, listen. She's like, someone wants you to know that they're with you. She goes, someone that's passed on and that is already no longer with us wants you to know that they're with you and that they love you. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you're weird. And she goes, no, wait, it's a parent. And I'm like, okay, you've got my attention. And then she goes, yes, actually, it's your mom. Your mom is with you right now. And she says that she never really got a chance when she was alive to tell you that she loves you or that she's proud of you. But she's here with you now, and she loves you, and she's really proud of you. And then she grabbed me and hugged me.
Okay, and then did you ask her then if it was your mother, then she would know how you are, and what are the fucking lotto numbers?
Yeah, well, then she said, and whatever it is that you're guessing about in your career, you need to do it. She goes, you're not sure about it right now, but you need to do it.
I'm like, see, well, I told you to make the sex tape. I'm so glad your mother reached behind the grave and to side with me.
Yeah, but then she wouldn't be proud of me anymore.
Apparently she would.
But I was just like, I was kind of shocked by this crazy woman because she was actually pretty freaking spot on. Like, my mom, her whole side of the family was never affectionate, and they didn't tell you they love you, and they didn't tell you they were proud of you. And I didn't know my grandparents were proud of me until I was singing at their funerals, and their friends told me. You know, my mom was the same way. Just, you don't, that's just, you don't say it. And so it was crazy that if anything this weird woman could have said, that was actually spot on. It was weird. It freaked me out. I, like, had the wind knocked out of me. First, I was like, okay, you weird-ass lady, you're on drugs, get away from me. And then I was like, holy shit, how do you know something so personal? It's weird. It freaked me out.
Yeah, okay. If some cuckoo cachoo just came up to me in the middle of the grocery store, I would probably be a little, traumatized. Well, it's like, do you remember?
Definitely traumatized. Definitely.
Were you on still when we had the psychic Marie Leconte come on? She used to come on regularly with us.
Yes, but
no,
only,
but she was
only
not
one.
Accurate.
Okay, some of the stuff, and she claimed, like, she straight out would say, like, no. Like, you know, I'm not always right. Like, sometimes things get wrong and I get things confused. Well, we met, I went up to see Mike, and she was from Boston. We went and met her at this casino, right? And she's like, oh, I feel, you know, good things from this machine. So Mike's friend gets on there, nothing. She's like, I'm getting off it. She's like, I'm telling you, don't do it. So doesn't she get on there and wins like $500? I'm like, And, like, the first time she called, because she, like, reached out to us as she wanted to be on the show, she found us through Cindy Stempo, who I absolutely adore. I love her. And so she called me, and she just started giving me a reading. And I'm like, you know, I like it, and I'd like to believe that it's true, but I am a huge skeptic. Like, So she's telling me stuff. And I'm like, all right, what's on my Facebook page this chick can see? You know, and she, like, said, oh, you're going to get a small car, which necessarily wasn't true. It took me a year, but I got one, and now I regret it. And then she started talking about, she's like, there's a lady. She died. She's close to you, like a mother. I was like, okay. And she's like, and I've said this before on the show. She said she wants to thank you for what you did for her after she died. And it was my friend's mom, because then she came out with Karen. And I did her makeup after she died. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Like, every
That's
hair on my body stood
wild.
Up, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, holy shit. That, she had me there. I was like, all right, this chick got something. Because there's no, like, that was nowhere on Facebook. And at the time, I had not talked about it on air because it just, you know, I don't know. This wasn't something that I talked about. So when she said that, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what? Like, oh, hell no. No. So, yeah.
That's how I felt. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah. Like, I feel like there are those people, and they probably have some kind of connection with that we don't have with the universe. But I feel, again, too, like, I feel all of us at some point has that. You know, I think a lot of it is intuition, just trusting your gut and yourself. But I find dreams are very interesting to me. Because if you ever dream something and then it happens, like, what's that?
Yeah,
like, how can
time.
That be?
It makes me laugh every time. It's a little weird.
Right. Like, it's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I get.
It happens
yeah,
to me
it,
a lot.
It is. It's weird. Yeah.
It happens to me quite a bit. But it's funny, I don't remember it being a dream or, like, seeing it in a dream until, like, right after it happened in real life.
Interesting. Like, I always get paranoid if I ever have, like, one of the not-crazy dreams and it's kind of, like, of something that hasn't happened yet or whatever. And then, like, it happens, I'm like, okay, what the fuck is this? Like, it just, no.
I more have dreams about conversations, though, happening, as opposed to, like, specific events. They're more about conversations that I have. And then when I actually have that conversation, it's like, whoa.
See, for me, it's always whenever I'm in a new place. I've never been there before, and it's always a strange new environment. And I'm always like, well, sometimes I'll remember it for a split second when I wake up, and I'll be like, where the hell was that? And I won't be able to figure it out because I've never been there before.
Right.
But for me,
now,
it's always
Have you noticed as you've gotten older, it's harder to... I always could remember my dreams, and now I'm noticing as I get older, I'm like, shit, what was that? And, like, the feeling will be lingering, but I can't quite pull it. Or, like, I'll wake up after one in the middle of the night and be like, oh, that was good. You got to remember that shit. And then I can't. I get so bummed. Like,
that's
I like
me sometimes.
And then I really like... when I was younger, I used to have horrible nightmares. Horrible nightmares. Anything that I watched was scary. Like, oh my God, Freddie would always be chasing me, or Jason, or Michael Myers, or somebody. Like, it was horrible. And then, like, I watched one of the Freddie movies that was like the Dreamcatchers, where they took control of their dreams. So I started to do that because I always knew I was dreaming. And it worked. And then I learned how to wake myself up from a dream I didn't like. And to this day, like, it's always worked, and I always just take control of the situation, and it's just been great. But what also freaks me out is when I have the same dream over and over, or, like, I'll have a dream, and I know I'm dreaming, and I'm like, oh, this again? Like, it's always usually something bad. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
I can only remember my
perverted sex. Like, it's always something really weird that I'm doing with someone that I don't actually like and wouldn't actually go out with, and it always creeps me out.
I've only, like, that happens to me very rarely. Usually, like, I had one dream, oh my God. We're standing in my kitchen that I grew up in, and it was Rob Estes, you know, from Silk Stockings.
Oh, he could get it.
Right?
Yeah, he could get it. I'm not mad at you.
I don't even remember, like, I just remember, like, he kind of hugged me and he whispered in my ear. He was like, I've been waiting for this for a long time. And I was like, I know this, right? Oh, and then I woke up. I didn't even get to have sex. Like, I was so pissed that I did not get to have sex with Rob Estes in my dream. So then for, like, a week, like, I'll go to bed and I'll keep thinking about him, trying to dream about him again so that I can nail him. And it didn't happen. So hopefully someday I will have that dream.
You gotta watch
okay, but have you ever had a dream have you ever had a dream where it felt so real that when you woke up, you were actually naked, covered in sweat?
Yeah.
That sounds like a wet dream. Like, I've had scary dreams like that, but not sexual ones.
Have you ever had a dream where you're peeing and then you woke up covered in urine?
No. I have dreams, I'm constantly, like, I have to pee, and I'll pee 100 times, and I wake up, and I'll have to pee, but I didn't pee in my sleep.
Oh, yeah, me either. I would never do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other one is I'll, like, constantly be thirsty in a dream, and then I'll wake up and be like, son of a bitch, and, like, grab my water. Like, it's just kind of weird how that stuff will kick in.
Well, I like that you can control your dreams. I need to do that.
Like, well, you just have to realize, like, you're in a dream, you know it's a dream, like, you're aware it's a dream. I don't know, like, I like to have fun. Like, I don't know, Dreamland's, like, I like to dream. I have a great time. Like, I love to fly in my dreams, ironically, not in a plane. But, you know, I pretend to be Superman, and I just leap off the sidewalk and go cruising around town.
So you're not afraid of airplanes in your sleep, or you are?
No, I'm not. Well, I don't actually. Well, no, I do have nightmares with airplanes. But no, like, I can fly like Superman. Like, I'll be like, ooh, I'm in a dream. Let's do it. And I'll go and fly.
Well, that's freaking.
I can do fantastic cartwheels. Fantastic cartwheels. And I love, like, when I have, like, the apocalypse dreams, like, it's the end of the world and I've got to save everybody because everybody's so fucking stupid and helpless that I'm, like, you know, acting like I'm some big bad bitch, you know, like, ripping the fucking thing off the gas out of the ground and, like, showing them how to siphon the gas. Like, I know how to do this shit. But it's great, though, because I feel that if it happens in real life, I'd be prepared because I had it in a dream.
But then it actually happens and you can't remember how to do any of it because it was a dream and you can only remember vivid parts of it.
Just do what you see in the movies.
Exactly. Well, it's like we were talking about last night, Katrina, you missed it. Like, my friend Katie was on, we were talking about horror movies and how we kind of feel like they prepared us. And, you know, we know better than to partake in certain situations because it never ends well. Like, if you hear shit in the middle of the night, you don't go investigate. You send your boyfriend. And if he don't come back, you jump out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not hanging around. If you're not back in, like, less than a minute, like, I'm beating feet. You're on your own. And I'll tell you what, though. The thing that gets me mad is, like, I'll hear shit in the middle of the night. Like, 2 weeks ago, we had this issue where the Beatles' car alarm would just go off randomly. And it happened the first night, and I, like, sprung out of bed, and I'm like, oh, my God, somebody's trying to steal the car. Please take it. But I'm like, oh, I better go check. So I'm like, Joe was not trying to get out of bed. Like, he didn't care. I'm like, you want to be the man, dude. You better get your ass out. Like, you need to go, why? No, like, he all acts like he's big and big. Oh, bugs. Oh. He sees the bug. Oh, my God, you got to kill it. He's such
really?
A crazy when it comes
it's
to
a good
stuff.
Thing he doesn't listen to the show. You just outed him so hard. That was rude.
Oh, no, because he'll deny it. He'll be like, oh, you do. Now, in fairness, when there's a group of people, I tend to put on the show and act like the flamer because it's fun and people, like, laugh and they're like, oh, my God, of course he's like that. But usually I'm, like, the one that's got to kill the shit. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, I'm telling you, when I had that one bat in my apartment, I was so pissed. Like, I was just trying to watch my movie, and this bitch was, like, dive-bombing me. And I left my cigarettes in the living room where the bat was. And, like, there was three men. They were all, like, went in and came running out screaming like bitches. And I'm like, can somebody please just go get my cigarettes because I'm going to snap and somebody's going to die. Nobody would go in. So I ran in there and got my own damn cigarettes with the bat dive-bombing me. I did not care. Like, I will kill the thing with my bare hands and bite its fucking head off and show Ozzy what for. Like, I've had enough. I want my cigarettes. This shit needs to get out of my house. I'm done.
That happened with a bird in my house when I was living with my friend Caitlin. I was at work, and I come home, and my room is completely torn up, and my blanket's in the washing machine. Because somehow a pigeon got in the house, got in my room, the shit out of my friend Caitlin, and rather than her trying to get it herself, she calls her two brothers and her sister to come over to the house to nail this pigeon and get it out. And all I know is I come back, they're all sitting in the living room, and my blanket's in the washing machine. I ended
what
up throwing the
food in or what?
No. Somehow they cornered it. They got it cornered in my bedroom, standing on my bed, got it cornered in the bedroom, and used my blanket to grab it and wrap it up and took it out and to get it outside.
Okay.
Ew.
My first question is, a pigeon is kind of big. What the hell kind of shithole did you live in that a pigeon got in the house?
She says that it came in through the front door when she was bringing stuff in the house from her car.
Okay, now that would be funny as hell. Like,
that
I find it hard to believe, but could you imagine? That would be something. I mean, I've had, like, the year before when we first moved in here, we had a bird in my Christmas room, and I was all devastated. It was shitting on my Santa Claus. And then we got that one out, and there was another one that came in and died in there. I'm like, well, that can't be a good omen.
Yeah, that's a bad omen.
I was like, well, I don't care. But now, like, I'm too nice. Like, nobody could hurt the bat, or they can't hurt the birds. We need to get them out peacefully.
You're kidding.
No, because I'm telling you, I don't know what the hell has happened to me. Like, I even, like, think twice when I'm, like, you know, we've had, like, an influx of bees in the bathroom upstairs. Like,
no,
we had, like, three of them
bees?
In there. Did I tell you guys the story?
No.
I heard it.
Okay, so it's, like, a Monday morning, and I'm, like, getting out of the shower. I've got my phone, blasting my music. You know, I'm jamming out, dancing. And all of a sudden, this bee comes flying up on the side of the mirror. And it's a big one. I'm like, start screaming, of course, because it's just startled me because, you know, you're not expecting shit to come flying around the corner. So I immediately, instead of killing it, because I feel bad, I back myself into the corner by the shower and I'm screaming like, shit, it's, you know, what am I going to do? I can't kill it. So, and it's, of course,
hold
now
on.
Flying over
I,
by
I
the door.
I want to go back into that. You back yourself into the shower screaming. That sounds hilarious. I can picture you. I'm enjoying
it. I had just stepped out of the shower, so I am completely naked and soaking wet. And I do not have my towel. So the bee finally gets away from the door. I proceed to run out of the bathroom completely soaking wet with no towel, no clothes, no toothbrush, no phone, nothing. And as I'm doing that, I hear the door open downstairs, and it's Kelly with Anna. I'm like, I'm going to need you to come up here because there's a bee in my bathroom, and I need to get my shit. She's like, are you kidding? I'm like, no, I'm not. So you're going to need to come up here. She's like, what am I going to kill it with? So I gave her the vacuum cleaner, thinking maybe she could suck it up in there and we could let it out. She is like, used like clothes. I like pulled my clean clothes out of the closet and dried off with them and then just put an outfit on. So, of course, I haven't brushed my teeth yet and I have no deodorant on. So I'm like, I have to go back in the bathroom and I have to get my phone. So I take the baby, go downstairs, and I'm like waiting for her. She's got like the vacuum on. She's all up in the bathroom. She can't find the bee. So I left the door closed all day, and I taped the bottom of the door so the bee couldn't get out. Oh, God. And waited for Joe or Kendra to come home, and then I was like, can you go check the bathroom? But I didn't tell them why. And they never found it. But yesterday, homegirl's up. She's up in the bathroom, and I hear screaming, and she's like, there's a bee! There's a bee! Sure as shit, there's a bee. I was like, girl, get a shoe and just kill it. I just can't witness it. So she's like, then she starts screaming again because there wasn't just one, there was two. I'm like, all right, do we got a bee's nest in the house? Like, ooh, three bees in the bathroom in like 2 weeks, we got a problem. This is not okay. Like, I'm not trying to get down like this. I've got bats, possibly a squirrel, you know, birds. Now I got to do bees and shit? Like, no. And then there's these ugly little, like, weird-looking bugs that come in through the front door. I'm like, what the hell? It's not okay. But the bee thing could be my karma because I went in the bathroom the other night and there was like three spiders and I killed them all because fuck them. And then there was two bees. So it could have been bad on me for killing them spiders.
Do you really believe in karma like that directly related? I'm not sure if I
no. But I'm saying, like, maybe the spiders were catching the bees in their web. Something. I don't know. I wasn't really okay with it. But, you know, speaking of karma, I just read something. One of the, a girl that I know, actually, her husband works for Blog Talk. They're great people. And she runs a daycare, and she was talking about karma and how she used to wish, you know, bad karma on folks. And then there were some girls, I think, that owed her money for the daycare or whatever. And, you know, their lives were just horrible. Like, the one girl lost everybody in her family. Like, everybody died from, like, cancer or some horrific thing. And now, like, lost her job, lost her house, her car, everything. And now it's, like, pregnant. And then there was, like, another girl, kind of the same thing, and was, like, pregnant. And she's like, you know, I don't think that I will ever wish bad karma on anybody ever again.
Well,
like, I just got to learn forgiveness. And I thought that was such a great post, and I shared it on my page. Because I'm like, you know, maybe if we actually read this and stopped worrying about people getting what they deserve, and we just focused on forgiving people and moving on and not holding on to that anger and being like, ha, bitch, maybe we'd be better for it. Because I know I'm a little evil, and I do like to see people get worse coming to them. But I know that it's probably not the best way of thinking, and it's not the most positive thing either. Because obviously inside, like, I'm waiting for them to get it, and I'm clearly holding a grudge. You know, and that's not healthy because all that hate is manifesting in me. So, you know, I thought maybe there was something to it. Like, maybe we just need to learn to forgive and move on. What do you think? Thoughts, questions, comments, concerns?
They
think
that that's one of the causes of cancer.
I have not heard that.
I heard that. I was reading like a book on natural cures, but I don't really believe in the whole natural cure thing, unless it's talking about like stop drinking soda, stop eating McDonald's, and eat all natural stuff. I believe that, but
no, right.
Well,
like,
they
I
were
really...
saying that. Yeah, that holding on to aggression and holding the grudge causes cancer. That's what was in this, like, natural holistic book thing I was looking at.
Yeah, James, I need you to find the guy. He was on the new Ricky Lake show. He had, like, prostate cancer. And he was on the Ricky Lake, and he has a YouTube page. I need you to find him. This is your mission, and I will not accept failure. You need to find this dude and get him on the show. His website is chrisbeatcancer.com. And he did not have chemo. chrisbeatcancer.com / Ricky Lake. Well, I think that's just the post. But it's Chris Beat Cancer. We need to have this guy on the show because he was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in 2003 at 26. I had surgery but refused chemo. Instead, I used nutrition and natural therapies to heal myself. By the grace of God, I'm alive and kicking and cancer-free.
Wow.
Well, that's amazing.
I'd right?
I'd like to know how to do it. Yeah.
Like, to me... I just think it's amazing, and I think you're right that, you know, you could do these things naturally. So I'm all down with that, and I think that's part of the reason why I'm blogging on the show page and putting up recipes and kind of sharing my journey with just trying to lose weight and get healthy. You know, by changing my lifestyle and not incorporating the shit that I'm used to. You know, obviously, I like to have a beverage or two as an adult beverage. You know, so I don't like to give that up. But on the detox, every time I've drank, I've thrown up like clockwork. It never fails.
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm just now joining in on the show. I know I'm 10 hours late. But I'm proud of you and all of your success with that, Jeffrey.
Well, it hasn't been very successful. unless there's no blogs for this week, because since I drank Saturday night and then threw up all night, I lost the 4 pounds. I went from 304 to 301.
I think you were trying to purge.
I got out of bed at 7:30 and ate not the best food. I had like a buffalo chicken salad from the pizzeria, so it had chicken in it. And I had, of course, blue cheese. But it was phenomenal. But I'm like, but it's a salad. But it's not a part of the plan. And then Monday I woke up and I was 305 and 8 ounces. And I'm still fucking 305 and 8 ounces. And I'm pissed. Like Monday, I purposely, I just had juice and dinner. And I still was.
But this is the thing. I don't think that that's healthy. I don't think that you should not eat. Like, I just don't think this plan is ever going to work for you if you're just, I got to do it or nothing else. Like, it's just not.
No, here's the thing is I can, and at some point I will, but I'm really trying to get myself into this routine to where this is my norm so that the day comes,
you
know.
And you don't think that's starvation if Monday all you had was
juice? No, because I'm not hungry.
Well,
no, but honestly, like, because I can have the juice and that fills me up and I'm not hungry. Like, a lot of it is I'm bored, it's the middle of the afternoon, the kids are sleeping, and I'm, like, typing away or doing something. And I just, you know, get in a mentality like, oh, I'm kind of bored. Like, I need something to do. I can't go out and smoke because I'm working. So let me go get something to snack on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not hungry and I don't need nourishment. Like, I'm filled, you know, like
okay.
It's retraining my brain. And I want to get to a point where this is the daily norm. Like, I'm eating this way on a regular basis. But I want, you know, when we go to a restaurant, I don't want to have to worry about it. But I don't want, because it's so addicting to, and easy to go back to that, it's too much of a risk. So I really need to do this for, you know, a solid month to kind of get like, this is your routine, this is what you do, before I start, okay, we're going to go out to dinner and we're going to have this. You know, I don't want that. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about losing weight for me. I really want to do this for health reasons. Like,
I know, but I think you'd be more successful. I know, but I think you'd be more successful. But, like, you go from 0 to 60. Like, you go from not, like, you went on this, and you went from not eating well at all to now you just eat, you know, you're juicing, you're vegan, it is hardcore. And then that one time you have a little taste of meat, you're off for 3 months.
Well, it wasn't that, but the problem was is I went on vacation. Whereas I feel if I hadn't gone on vacation, it would have been okay. And when I came back, you know, I didn't gain the weight back. I gained, like, I fluctuated about 10 pounds through that time up and down. But, I mean, I did it half-assed. Like, I kind of did it, you know, I did the thing for breakfast and lunch and then kind of ate whatever the hell I wanted for dinner every night, which was fine. But, you know, I wasn't, like, following the food combinations. I wasn't dropping the weight. And I feel like once I get to a place where I'm happy, you know, and can maintain it, and I need to lose, like, another 30 pounds, you know, and then I want to start working out because it'll feel a little easier. You know, that'll be, like, 60 pounds down. And start, you know, slowly working out and getting back on my total gym and doing that kind of stuff. So that when I do want the ice cream or, you know, fries and chicken fingers, I can do that. But I need to, right, but I need to train myself to not, you know, I'm trying to reprogram my brain. And at 30, it sucks because I've done this my whole life. I get emotional or I'm bored or I'm happy, I'm sad, you know,
well,
it's Jesus's birthday, your birthday. I'm like, well, let's celebrate me.
Yeah, no, I think that's mostly everybody's issue. Like, I think that's just, we use food for, like you said, for every celebration. I think that's what, you know, people have a harder time losing weight. You don't have a lot of people out there who's, like, trying to gain weight. Most people are trying to lose, you know. And it's a hard thing. It's a hard battle, I think.
It's very hard. And, like, the thing, though, that disgusts me is when, because I was, I don't know, one of them shows where you could calculate, you know, how many calories your body burns a day just in rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. Just take your weight and times it by 12. And that's how many calories your body burns without working out or doing anything. And when I did that, I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm eating that many calories a day to maintain the weight that I'm at? Like, this is a problem. Like,
right.
It was like 3,000, like 3,600 calories or something. I'm like, this, what? That's not even natural.
Right. I think, too, though, it's one of those situations where your metabolism changes also. Your body doesn't burn or work the way that it used to. Like, it's
honey, it never
like,
did.
Well, yeah, maybe, you know. Maybe there's always been something off, you know. I don't know. That's what they always say. You should go see your doctor before you start something so that you can get a
That's
thorough
true.
Checkup and see how things are really working with you. Because it may be something bigger than you're eating too much calories or, you know, why?
Right.
Like, why
well,
does my body work like this?
And
why
I put that in the blog.
Like
you know, before you start anything, you need to go see a doctor and do what's right for you because what was working for me may not work for you. And, you know, what I'm doing is very hardcore, but it's something that, and I'm very good at going from 0 to 60 for 2 weeks and then dropping it. Like, that's always been my MO. I've been like that my entire life. Like, I'm gung-ho about something for a minute, and then, yep, I'm bored, I'm over it, on to the next thing. And I really don't want to do that anymore. So, you know, and I feel like you have to reprogram yourself, and it's not easy. It's like when you realize a flaw that you have in your personality trait, or there's something that you constantly do that you don't like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to retrain yourself, and I feel it's one of the hardest things in the world. But I feel it's accomplishable, but you just have to set your mind to it and do it.
I've been doing that, and it's taken me 3 months to finally say that I'm finally eating right and not drinking. I haven't been drinking. And for me, not drinking is hard because I like it. I'm an emotional eater, and I'm just a social drinker. I'm an emotional drinker, too, but I like to drink. So it has not been an easy adjustment, and it's taken me about 3 months to get there. And, like, now I'll cheat now and then, but I'm not going to drink for the next 3 weeks, and then I'll have a cheat day. But the eating for me was easier than the drinking. The drinking was hard for me because that's my outlet. That's my social time. That's my fun. I've been in Vegas. Everybody always to come here and party. Everybody always has a special reason to, and so that for me was difficult.
But
it took a month doing it every single day to be able to keep it up.
Well, girl, exactly. Well, it takes like 22 to 30 days for something to become a habit. So you have to kind of do it for that long. And, I mean, you guys know, like, I used to drink a lot more than I have in the last year. And that wasn't because anything, I just didn't do it. Like, I didn't want to do it. And, you know, now it's easier. Like, I don't miss it so much. But it does suck, like, when you're with your friends. And it's like, oh, I just want a toddy or 10.
Yeah.
But see, that's where I am. Like, I'm one of those people, I never drink. But when I'm around my friends and I want a glass of wine, I have one. I drink. Or I'll have a margarita, or I'll, you know, I do my thing. But honestly, like, the last time I drank, I want to say, well, I had
New
a glass
Orleans.
Of wine. Yeah, New Orleans. But before that, Jeff, it might have been when I was in Auburn.
Right, but
and I didn't even really drink there.
No, but that's not your thing, where it's like, for Katrina and I,
it's
we like, it's not even just that we want it. We enjoy it. Like, we truly enjoy drinking, and,
in fact,
you know.
Karen, I enjoyed drinking your wine that you left behind. Thank you.
Yes, we did.
It was good, right?
That was great. Like, we were, wasn't it, Katrina, where we, like, running out of booze, and we're like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And somebody opened one of the drawers in the refrigerator. We're like,
oh, my God.
And then we were excited.
I learned, like, two or three bottles.
And we were like, oh, it's really sweet, but we don't care. It's liquor.
Right. That was my present to you guys. Yeah, I like sweet wine. Like, I'm into more. If I'm going to have a drink, it's almost like, are you drinking Kool-Aid?
I like it.
Yeah, see? I know. You have to help me, Katrina, for my big day. I need help picking a wine that's not going to be so sweet because I love sweet wine, but not everybody does. So I was like, well, dang, I guess I got to get wine that's going to be good for, like, personally.
I'm at your disposal. Yep.
I think you need one of each, though. I really think you need to do two. You need to do a sweet wine and a dry, because people are real particular, you know.
Yeah,
and
no, that's what I said. I'll need her help picking out a wine that's not sweet, because I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know.
Get the box. Nobody will really care.
I am not going to have box wine in my wedding, Jeffrey.
They're not going to see it. Just put it on tap.
Jeff.
Oh, heck no.
Can you pull out the cantaloupe bass, please?
Yes, consider it done. Don't you even validate his recent suggestion with an answer.
Or I will come across the country with gallon jugs of wine in my trunk. I don't mind.
I will lock you out of my house.
Oh, please. The gallon jugs are fine. I'm sorry, but if it's just me drinking, I'll get a small bottle. But if I have to pay for anybody else, you're on your own. You're getting a gallon jug.
Oh!
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
On that note, no jokes.
With that, it is now Retro Wednesday. Enjoy Split the Check.
Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Hey everybody, happy July 5th. It's me, Mike J. Welcome to Unscripted Radio. I am joined by the lovely Miss Patriotic Texas Don't Go Long Gone Home, Down Home girl from Pasadena. Wait, that's California. Anyway, Karen's here.
Hello everybody.
I had it all worked out, but it didn't work out.
Yeah.
And my trailer park buddy from the East Coast, Auburn, Mr. Jeffrey.
You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck you. You give this bitch such a grand entrance. I'm the one getting married. Fuck you.
To our beautiful, talented bride of the show, the wonderful, the extraordinary, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett is on the line also.
Yes, absolutely.
How was that?
Right. Well, that's much better. Where the hell? I think that's Katrina. I think she just popped in because her and I were just on the phone. She's like, do we have 2 minutes until we need to be on air? I'm like, oops.
I'll unmute her and find out.
And the wonderful, extraordinary, talented.
Yeah. All those things. That's me. I'm all those things. Just ask my mama.
The banginest chick I know. Katrina.
And can I tell you?
Yeah. Thank you.
We're chatting a little bit. I get a text from Scotty Tuhati that says, I'm RSVPing to your wedding. Kat is my date, as you know already. Can you text me her number so I can coordinate colors with her?
Love it.
He finally has accepted.
It's about damn time he's acting appropriately.
No, he better bring a flower or
it took a while. The boy finally took his dose to act right.
I want to ask him about his cooking skills.
Why, since I don't?
Right.
Yeah, I had another friend text me, do you need any help with the wedding? What's going on? I'm like, are you nervous? I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm fine. Just maybe a tidbit of panic. I'm like cooking for 200 people. She's like, well, if you need anything, call me. She's like, but I can't cook.
200? Are you sure 200 Jello shots is going to be enough there, Papita?
Yeah, because the first 100 is going to me.
Yeah. Oh, and are you going to tell Michael what your request was, you cracky bitch?
Yeah, Mike, can you do me a favor, please, and use the sugar-free, calorie-free Jello? Because I'm going to eat half of those shots. And so...
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing a damn bikini show. I need to be camera ready and cut calories where I can.
Is there a certain particular flavor of that nasty ass Jello you'd like me to buy?
No, I trust you.
Michael, as it is my day, I would like a lot of exorbitant amount of strawberry and orange. I don't do cherry.
Okay, hold on. I'm actually writing this on a post-it note right now because I'm going to take myself to the store this weekend, and I have to get the cup.
Love it.
So let's see. We want
sugar-free. If you could pick up about 6 gallons of deck paint, that would be great, too. Thanks.
Yeah, because I'm going to bring
and
that back.
And then if you could hire a really hot handyman and pay him to paint it for us while we watch, that'd be great, too. Thanks.
Yeah.
Can we get Jeffrey's little brother to do it? That's hot.
If you can find five volunteers to help cook with Jeffrey, that would be great. Thanks.
Yeah.
Put on wedding dishes.
No, I think I've got it covered. I'm actually going to call my cousin at 10. He just texted me before the show. He was a chef, and he's an amazing cook, and he's offered to help a lot. So I'm going to try to bring him in. He's, like, just now going back to work, but I'm, like, going to see if I can get him for the 3 days, and I'm going to pay him well and make it worth his while to kind of make so I don't have to deal with it as much, and I can just kind of oversee in passing.
Brilliant. There you go. See, we told you the whole cooking your own wedding thing was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Now that I am coming and it is around the corner, I'm glad that you are coming to your senses and realizing it's way more important to get drunk with me.
Well, that was kind of the issue. That's kind of where it went wrong, is when I realized Katrina was getting here on Wednesday, I knew that there was this, there's no fucking way I'm going to be sober enough to handle all this.
Finally, you're thinking with your brain. That a girl.
Yeah. Bride-to-be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There you go.
Jeffrey, it's a little more than a week, Jeffrey.
I know.
Guys.
Did you see my post last night?
What?
No.
Oh, I realized I was in the clear marrying Joe when I walked into the bathroom last night, and I really could have sworn that I cleaned it. And that fucking bitch was spotless. I knew I was marrying the right
man. I saw your post. That is the best thing you could ever see as a man, woman, partner, whatever.
I'm like, you know what? After all these years beating it in his head, that bitch can clean like a thumb, bitch. God bless his heart.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That's how you know you picked the right one.
Right.
Yep. That, for me, like, that's the biggest thing. This bitch knows how to clean a bathroom.
Oh, and that's the hardest room to clean. Whew, that's the worst room to clean.
For me, the most important thing is finding someone who can deal with my alcoholism.
Well, he likes to drink heavily, so we're good. We didn't do anything for the 4th. We spent the entire day. Well, he really moved all the furniture out of the living room, the dining room, and polished the floors and mopped them. And then we did the hallway, the daycare room. We still got to do the downstairs bathroom, the upstairs hallway, and the bedrooms and spare bedrooms. But it's coming along.
Yeah, you for sure got a keeper.
Yeah, you do. I don't know anybody who does that.
So we didn't barbecue nothing. We cleaned.
Wow.
Well, that's fine. I outsourced my barbecue to my dad. Me and dad had burgers. And we watched the fireworks from my balcony. I saw, like, 8 different hotel fireworks from my balcony. It was so cool. Because I don't like to go out and enter the streets on amateur hour, like the big drinking holidays here. And that's not my thing.
Right. No, I don't blame you on that. You're
pretty
crazy.
I was surprised. I got a text from Miss Katrina, and she was saying that she was laying low. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
I was behaving.
Well, me, on the other hand, I went with my boyfriend and my sister. We went to Griffith Park, and we spent, like, half the day with his family, and we were at Griffith Park just doing the whole park barbecue family thing. Then me and my sister went to my really good girlfriend's house in Malibu, and
partied up.
Yeah, so then we saw the fireworks right off the ocean. I have to post some pictures because I got some good ones. And then we just stayed up super late over there, just like, you know, margaritas. I had a great margarita. You know me and my margarita.
Yeah.
Like, eating so much that day, I was feeling guilty. I didn't even want to drink calories.
Girl.
So I just was like chilling. Oh, and then, get this, guys. I bought a bottle of that Skinny Girl margarita.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's strong. The shit is so strong.
Oh, it's horrible. I don't like it. What's wrong with it?
It's all alcohol.
It needs to be, it's just not, like, You know how margarita's supposed to taste like sweet, sour, and alcohol, but like there's like all alcohol, no sweet, no sour. It's just ugh.
Well, that's it is all alcohol because there's no calories. That's why. Yeah, no, I know. Here's what you got to do with the skinny girl. You pour it over ice, but what she forgot to tell you was that you got to pour in sugar-free Sprite, Diet Sprite, add Diet Sprite.
Oh, Diet Sprite?
Yeah.
I knew it. I told my sister, what if I added a Sprite to it? I bet it would make it taste better.
It would, definitely.
Sprite makes everything taste better, I got to say. But, you know, I'm really excited right now, guys, because I while y'all were chatting amongst yourselves, I found a recipe for white grape champagne Jello shots.
Hell yeah, bring it on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, I got to make this a little bit wedding themed. And you have to take it out.
I love it.
Room,
that's
so it'll be a
fancy.
Surprise. But,
fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to cost me a small friggin' fortune. I can see that already.
You can probably cut some corners, though. Because on, like, those kind of shots, I mean, it's like you can get the mid-level champagne. You don't have to put
Don't listen to her.
Honey, I was going to get
she's
the
just saying that because she's not there.
I'm going to get the $9 bottle. What are you talking about?
Okay, there you go.
You can fake the funk on a mixed drink, but you can't fake the funk if you're just drinking it straight up. Like, you got to have the good shit if you're drinking it straight up. But if you're putting some Jello, you're really ruining it, so you could probably
Are you saying that Jello shots are ghetto?
No,
yes.
I'm saying they're great, but I'm just saying the sugar and the Jello and all that stuff ruins the actual champagne. It's not like, you know, you're changing it all up. So, no, I'm not saying it's ghetto at all. I love a good Jello shot. I'm not a hater.
Well, listen, we're going to have some Jello shots on the reality show.
I know, right?
And then, you know, after
you mean our drunk show?
Yeah, our drunk show. We're going to get a little bit... We're going to get a little bit feisty and start throwing Jello at each other. Now that
buddy.
I'm throwing plate.
Oh, listen,
I hope
you've
got insurance for that rental house.
Have we even found the house yet?
I think Mike did. He sent me one. I said, I like it. I want it. So Mike just needs to book it.
send me a check and I will.
yeah, I'll send you a check after next week. But go get it on there. Okay, son?
Yeah, I don't have that
much room. That wasn't the house, Mike. Which one was it, the one in Studio City or the one in Hollywood? I saw two of them, or saw three of them.
It was whatever one that had a pool. That's all I know.
I don't think I sent you any of them with a pool.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
see your mom's dolphins.
Well, and then he sent me one, which was funny, that I looked at, but it's a resort. It's not a house. And then I did look at timeshares, and I love how we're doing this on air. They're getting a special treat. Joe's parents' timeshares, I don't know. I'm going to have Karen look because it goes by, like, area, like Central Coast, this kind of coast, that kind of coast, and I couldn't find anything near where we needed to be that I knew of. So I'm going to have to have Miss Ashley take a peek because I'm just, like, blind leading the blind over here.
Right. You have to just sit me and tell me, and I'll go, no, it ain't going to work. Or, yay, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make it work. I really think we should just get a house in the hood and, like, you know, really make it interesting.
Hey, as long as that house in the hood has got a pool, we good.
Look, I like the one that was $700 a week and had an inflatable hot tub. That's the one I like.
Inflatable hot tub?
Yeah.
What the hell is an inflatable hot tub?
It's a portable one. It's like those honey pop pools. You blow that shit up, you put it up for a couple of days, then you can take it down and bring it to your friends.
Yep.
Is that like the one in Bad Boys that falls apart a few times?
Why?
In the movie Bad Boys 2?
Okay, Mike, you did send me one, and I think it's one of the ones I saw too. It's Big Safe Private Home near Universal Studios in Studio City. It has 3.5 baths, 4 bedrooms, so Karen and Katrina will all sleep together.
And it's big and safe. I like how they have to mention that, really. That means that it is not big or safe.
It's a gated home.
Whatever it is, I'll go look at it, Katrina. I'll go peep the scene, because you know me.
Now, and just remember, like, I've dated Power Rangers, but I'm not, like, that martial arts inclined, okay? So... please get one where it doesn't require me to have extensive knowledge of weapons, because the only weapon I know how to use is my cleavage and nunchucks.
The kitchen is very,
we will be okay if she uses her cleavage. I'm just saying.
The problem with this is the kitchen is just not as open as I wanted it to be for the show. I wanted the island. I wanted it to look like, okay, in my head, I know it's horrible. Melissa Rivers' house in Malibu, that's what I was thinking. Or Shannon Doherty.
Where is my Power Ranger pimp flap? Because this fool has just lost his mind.
Karen,
seriously.
I'm going to let
Katrina,
you work this out.
Maybe in season two. Okay? But for now, I'm going to need you to come back down to Earth.
I am an Earth.
Listen, Kat, you and me are going to book a room at the Marriott, and we'll just leave this house business to the other folks.
Listen,
I'm okay with that.
You know what? Don't fucking get cheap on me now, because I will cut your ass, okay? You are going to be here in a week sleeping in my house. I will shave your fucking eyebrows off and then tie your dick to a telephone pole. Don't fuck with me.
Wow.
I'm not
spending it's a big donkey.
$500.
He could probably tie it to the telephone pole while you're
Stop
still sleeping
cheap.
In the house.
There's three of us. That's $1,500 for the week. That's more than enough.
Excuse me. Okay, let's get into this conversation now, because I know I've had it with the girls. Girls, when y'all go out, like Karen, with you and your man, and let's say you got a single friend, and or a couple single friends, or whatever the case is, but there's a group of you going out. Let's say you're going to get a limo, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, or not even a limo, but you're going to go, let's actually do what it is. You're going to go rent a house or whatever for a vacation. Now, now, if there's a couple, do you charge each person individually, or do you go by a couple?
I go by a couple as one person because they're just taking up one room.
Yeah, you're just taking one room.
Thank you.
Then I'll be
so
staying at the Marriott and you can have the house be a couple self because it's your honeymoon anyway.
What, Mike, are you trying to do? You're trying to individually charge them?
Anything we do, Mike's like, well... it'll be, like, between the four, because it'll be, like, him, Amy, Mike, or Joe, and myself. And he's like, well, between the four of us, I'm like, bitch, no, it don't work that way, because mine and Joe's money is together. There's nothing separate here.
Mm-hmm.
And why is
I'm like,
so
really,
problem?
You're charging me twice, and we're fucking taking up the same space as you and Amy.
It sounds like that is, like, that's the way you do things when it's single people, or, like, a school trip, or, like,
right.
a work trip, or, like... You know, all of that where it's not.
Oh, well, since apparently I'm going to be paying for two folks and I'm only one folks, guess what ad is going up on adamforadam.com later tonight?
Who wants to come for an all-expenses-paid trip to L.A.?
Exactly.
Be prepared to earn your keep.
Exactly. I will have somebody.
I don't care if you bring somebody, just don't bring any crazy motherfuckers.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, I'm going to have so many different tricks in and outside of that house from L.A., from Pasadena, from all of, I'm going to be putting ads up everywhere.
Listen, buddy.
Michael, I think what you didn't realize was we already planned on you having tricks because they're being filmed, so you're going to be the horror of the show.
Well, as long as you can get them to sign a release, but either way, I'm not paying for two rooms.
Why would you pay for two rooms?
I will sleep on a couch and pay half a people rate.
Oh, Mike, are you really that cheap?
I'm going to have Karen mediate.
Yeah, let's mediate this. Okay, so obviously Jeffrey and Joe will be in one room, right?
Yeah.
And then you'll be in a room. So I'm just trying to understand why they would pay individually if they're using one space.
Because it's like with three people. You go in, So what, if we're renting a car, we're only going to split that two ways when them motherfuckers ain't occupying one seat? Hell, between them, they occupy three seats.
Because our money's together.
So, no, that's just you trying to get out of paying for stuff.
If you're doing a group activity like skydiving and you have to rent a plane and they're taking up a seat,
has to pay for themselves.
Then,
right.
That's different, but lodging, since you're sharing a room, is no. That doesn't get broken down into another person.
If they went to a hotel, they would pay for one room. They wouldn't pay for two. They would pay for one.
Well, right. And I stay in that one room. It's a hotel. Obviously, if we were staying three in one room, so how'd that work if it's three people in one room? You splitting it three ways or are you splitting it two?
You're splitting
two ways
it two.
Because it's one bed.
One bed that they're sleeping in.
This is what Mike doesn't realize. It's for a decade, I was always the single friend of all my lesbian friends who were all in couples. It was always half. Like, I never got to be like, oh, well, you two are together, so you two have to pay the same amount as me. Like, it was you're paying half and I'm paying half. Like, it's not their fault that I'm single.
Right.
And then when I got in a relationship.
Not how it's going to roll with me, so I'm just telling you that now.
Wow.
Mike is not having it. He is not having it.
That's hilarious. Well, Mike, if you want to save some extra pennies and get a free show, you should just bunk with me because after Morphicon, I'm not going to be bunking alone. There will be a Power Ranger with me. Not
now,
sure which one yet, but...
I'm getting a show. I'm down for it.
Yeah, you could even learn something.
That is hilarious. Oh, my God,
well,
Mike.
This is going to backfire on him because he's going to be so cheap and whatever. And then he's going to get something and have a tantrum, and he's going to go get his own place, which is going to cost him $800 to $1,000. So he's going to end up spending more because he's a stubborn ass than if he would just be a team player.
No, I'll take the money I would have spent on L.A. and take myself to, like, London or Cancun or something. I ain't under
How
no
are you going to get to London cheaper than you're going to get to L.A.? Get out of here.
I can't anyway. I don't have my passport. I didn't renew it. Well, I got there. I can't travel outside of the contiguous city states or whatever they are.
I love it now. He's going to just blow off the whole reality show to go to London or Cancun.
I know. He dissed us real quick.
Wow. Yeah, good thing it's coming up around the corner, though. He doesn't have enough time to book a trip like that.
Yeah, and we're not having it.
I haven't booked any trips anywhere, so.
Oh, man. Michael,
oh,
you really
man.
Are something else.
I'm just telling you. When the finances get worked out, be prepared, because I ain't freaking paying a double rate.
You're not paying a double rate. You're paying a single rate.
Right.
We all are.
All to yourself.
All right, well, how about this then? I share a room with Jeffrey and Joe.
You're still paying half.
You're still paying a single person's rate, and so are they.
Bed. You pay for your bed. That's what how it goes. You pay for the bed you sleep in.
Right, and if you fill it up with 10 people, good for you, and if you fill it up with one, good for you. It's still the same rate.
And a couple summers ago, there was a couple couples of us. There was, like, Joe, me and Joe, and it was when Lil Shan was with her girlfriend, and Big Shan, and my cousin, and then there was Jade and Grant, and then there was a couple single people. Everybody was paying the same rate. Like, there was no, like, okay, because they're single, they're paying less. Like, they're still taking up a bedroom.
Right. And that's how
it
works. You pay for your bed.
House. Find a very cheap house, because I am not charging 1 cent of this trip.
Do you hear how angry he is?
I know. Don't get mad. We're just having a discussion.
I'm just letting you know how it is.
Well, you should let us know how you think it's going to be, bitch.
He says that now, but wait till he's getting it in, and then talk to him, and he'll be like, this is the best trip ever.
Nothing will ever top London. Nothing.
You say
okay,
that.
We're going to be filming
a reality
show.
We're doing something bigger than London ever could be. I've been to London. London's cool, but it ain't this cool.
I could not agree more.
Mike hating on the damn show again.
I ain't hating it. I'm just letting you know how it is.
Well, no, that's not how it is. Let's take a vote in the chat room.
Yeah. Guys, tell us if we're being wrong. And if we are,
call
we
into
are.
The, what's that number?
What number?
What's the cell phone number? They can call in and leave their messages. If they don't want to call in, they can call in and leave us messages or text us. 323-something.
Something.
There's an 818 in there? I don't remember anymore.
No, you changed it.
So 323-379-4877.
Okay, good. And now all of you in the chat room, I see you all, Allison, Daniel, Heather, Jennifer, Johnny, Lashana. Toku all said in his opinion, Mike is a demon child.
Mike,
okay.
That's your boy calling you out right there.
No,
Toku.
But we want to know, call in to the show, 323-417-6705, or call us on the hotline. And let us know what you think. If you are a single person going with a couple and you're going to a hotel or going to a resort, do you charge each person or does the couple pay one? Or tell us in the chat room. Go ahead. We're waiting.
Yeah, I'm interested because if we're wrong, we're wrong. But if we're not,
Well, yeah, here's the newsflash for you, though. I don't care what they necessarily think, because when it comes down to it, it's going to be I pay what I pay, and that's that. So, I mean, feel free to call in all you want. I'm just letting you know now.
Ouch, feisty pants, Mr. Feisty Pants. Mike is Mr. Feisty Pants.
Mikey, I've never known you to be so feisty.
Have you met him?
No,
well, I'm just excited about the Jello shots and those fancy champagne white grape ones you found.
I don't know, Katrina. Yeah. You're going to have to pay for those. You're going to have to pay a double rate for those Jello shots.
That's fine. I'll get a sponsor on the way. I'll pick up on whoever I'm sitting next to on the airplane and say, hey, buy me some shots.
Now, if you can get Absolut to sponsor the Jello shots, I'm in.
Well, I don't have an Absolut sponsor, but I have a tequila sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Are you bringing me tequila? That's what I need to know.
I'm mailing it to you.
Well, how's it going to get here in time?
Bitch, I can overnight that shit.
Yeah, it's not going to take that long.
Yeah, so my bridesmaid gown, just I got word, it's being shipped over from China right now. I paid for overnight service. And that was 3 weeks ago, and it's just now being shipped.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What's up with that? And I didn't know it was in China, or I probably would have ordered a size 4. I ordered a size 2, thinking I'd be all skinny from the bikini party show, and now I'm worried. There's no way I'm a Chinese size 2. No way.
No way, girl.
I'm like a Chinese size 8. I'm like an American size 2. There's a difference.
Right.
They don't have childbearing hips in China.
These bitches in the chat room are all sorts of confused. They're talking about first dates. Honey, we're not talking about a first date. We're talking about rooming together.
You're already past the first date, hopefully, if you're shacking
up. One in the chat room says, couples pay together and singles pay their own way.
Exactly.
It amazes me
how you've taken so many trips with your friends. I can't travel with couples. I've never had couple friends that I cared to go anywhere with.
I guess it's because I don't like that many people
in general. So finding someone to go on vacation with for me is very difficult because I like to go all out when I travel, and not everybody does that.
Right.
I like to drink a lot. I like nice dinners. I like nice hotels. Like, I will save and save and save and not go until I can do it the right way.
All right, well, how about this then? You go out to dinner, you splitting it three ways, or is all of a sudden then it gets split in two then there too?
No, that's three ways because that's food.
That's different.
Everybody's getting their own meal.
Right, if it's food or activities, like I said, that you each pay individually. But if it's a bed and you're... doesn't matter how many people you stick in it. It's a bed.
That's like if you got a roommate, Michael, or if you, let's say you ended up moving home and you came to live here.
God help us.
I'm not going to charge you half because you're one person. And, like, so it's our house. But you'd have, like, it wouldn't be divided three ways either. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you move in with somebody that's already a couple, you can't expect them to divide the rent three ways. They're going to divide it two ways on
right.
normal situation.
You pay for your room.
What the hell are you talking about?
Like, if you were to get an apartment with Amy, okay?
Yeah,
and then
let it two ways.
Larry moved in, But if Jerry moves in with Amy, that doesn't mean you pay less.
Yeah, I should. That's three people.
Maybe you pay less utilities, but your rent should probably stay the same.
No, that's basically like if he moved in, then I'd be looking at his dumb ass like he's a fucking freeloader.
Oh, man.
No, because he's paying half of Amy's rent. That would just be if you got in a relationship and your partner moved in, you wouldn't be expected to pay more in rent.
Wait, if I had my partner move in, why would I pay more? I would pay less because then you're splitting it another way.
No, your rent would stay the same, and you could charge your significant other half of your share of the rent. But the other person's rent's not going down.
Well, that's not fair to them. I mean, because everything should be split three ways if it's three people.
No, because they're a couple. And if their money's together, it doesn't even make sense.
Well, see, that's the problem. Because if whenever I've been with someone, my shit's always been separate. I ain't moving my shit in.
Right, but okay, even if when you were with Jason, if you and Jason moved in with two other people, okay? You live with Amy. And let's say Jason moves in with you two. Her rent doesn't go down, but yours is going to, because he's going to pay half of your share of the rent.
Yeah, but I would be expecting that hers should go down, too, because I was living with her first. Like,
no,
that's not
because
fair.
You're a couple.
Couples
it's
don't get
different.
Special treatment.
Yeah, they do.
It's not special treatment. It's just how it works. It's what everybody does. Like, this
you pay
is not
for
something
room.
New.
You pay for the bed or you pay for the room. Like, it's based off of occupancy. It's not based off of occupancy. It's based off of how much space you take. Like, if we, let's say me and my boyfriend had someone move in, they would pay for their room. We're paying for our room. And then, obviously, we share the common areas. They're not
well, all right.
Pay.
So, in this scenario, when we're talking about this kitchen, since I'm paying for half of the kitchen, and Jeffrey and Joe are paying for half of the kitchen.
We share
my
the common
half
areas.
Is bigger.
You share the common areas. You're paying for your bed. You share the common areas.
Yeah, no. That's not how that rolls. If it's going to be all like that, I'm going to be having that shit mapped out square footage-wise.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
I get half, and then those two have to split their half, so they only get a quarter each.
Of the refrigerator?
Yep. Since I'm paying for half, I get a whole shelf. They each get half a shelf.
Look, that would be like if little Shannon moved in with us, and I charged her $450 for her room, and then she got with somebody, and they moved in too, I'm not going to charge her more.
Right, it wouldn't. Everyone's would go down.
No. Her rent's going to stay the same, and now she's only paying half that because her significant other, hopefully, is paying half of her share of the $450.
Well, that's not fair. Everyone should share in the wealth.
No, because they're not taking up, if they were taking up another bedroom, like let's say if they got together and they were like, hey, can we take over this other bedroom because we have so much stuff? Well, okay, then their rent could go up because now they're taking up two rooms instead of one. You see what I'm saying?
Look, I see what you're saying, but I don't agree with it, so pretty much all bets are off.
That's so funny. Mike, you are like Elisa. Whenever Elisa came to Vegas, she lives with her boyfriend, Nate. She is like a dictator. They keep their money completely separate, and when we all go to dinner, it's two of us. It was me and my boyfriend and her boyfriend. We get the check. My boyfriend looks at the check, and he takes his wallet out, and he pays for both of us. Elisa grabs the check. She whips out a calculator and does the math and is like, okay, boyfriend, give me $48. And he whips in his wallet, pulls out $48, gives it to her, and then she goes in her wallet and pulls out $48 and puts it in.
Well, that's how it should be.
Yeah, and we were looking at that like, what? They live together, though. Their finances are completely commingled. Like, you know, when me and my friends go out, we don't do that. We don't say, hey, you owe me $21.51.
Right.
You know, we say, okay, I got it, or okay, you got it, or let's split it. But usually it's not that serious.
We're not even going to count dollars and cents. You're just going to count You know, it's only like the only time that changes is if like someone's there and they're having like they had like five cocktails and you had water. Then obviously, you know, it's like
and I'm the one that has five cocktails, so I'm used to having the bigger portion. So you know that's fine. I don't care. But we were just taken aback by it and we were laughing because, you know, they live together. They do that for every simple little tiny little thing. It seemed like a bit much to us.
Right. It is a bit much.
But, I mean, but, you know, he didn't have a problem with it. He's like, okay, here's your $48. And she's like, okay, here's my $48. And, you know, everybody was happy.
Right. Craziness.
That is how dinners are going to be with Mike J.
He's
going
to be like, my $3.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Like, if we go out to dinner, like, with Mike, I wouldn't expect him to pay half the bill. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, you know, Joe and I are obviously two people. That's different because it's something you're consuming. Now,
right.
Like, if we, like, when we go out to dinner with little Shan or whatever, like, usually, like, we'll pick up the tab or, you know, and it's not a big deal because it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? What's $10? Now, we go out to dinner with my parents. Either one of us will usually pay, treat the other couple. Or, you know, there's been weeks, like, we just, mom splits the bill in half. It doesn't matter. Like, somebody's will be maybe $5 more 1 week or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, my mother's like, you know, we'll split the food cost or whatever. That's fine. But she's like, yeah, I'll get drinks. That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. My mom will be like, I'll pay for the dinner, but you guys pay for your liquor. I ain't getting the drink.
You know, we have a special friend of the show who I can't wait to get this bitch's opinion. Miss Madison.
Hey,
girl.
Hey. I am all tainted up. I got a show tonight, and I had to make sure that I called in and talked to my favorite girls, my donkey, and the old motherfucker on the other side.
That's right.
Well, Madison, what we need from you right now is we're talking about if you went on a vacation with, you know, friends of yours that were a couple, do you expect for the bill for the hotel room to be divided in threes, or are you paying half?
If I was on vacation
mm-hmm.
with a couple.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not talking about food. We're talking about the room.
Thing. They better be paying for the whole goddamn thing if I'm on vacation with them. Sure. If I'm on vacation, I'm the entertainment. And that's coming along with a price. I'm
kidding.
And
they have to pay for that.
No, I would say it would go three ways. My favorite position.
Okay.
You know
Madison's saying this because Madison wants to land Michael next week.
That's so true. I'll just pay to sit on that in the hotel room. Oh, wait, that makes me sound like a hooker. Never mind.
Okay, you realize Mike's coming here. Mike will be here Wednesday night. Just a little tip. I'm tipping you off now.
What time?
What's that? Mike wants to play just a tip on Wednesday?
He'll probably be here by 8.
By 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
He'll probably be closer to 9.
And Katrina will be here.
I'll be getting off work, and I'm driving out to Auburn.
Hey, it's a party.
I'm telling you that. I will bring vodka and condoms.
Will you do my makeup?
Well, I have a makeup artist, darling, and they have to bring somebody else. I don't do my... Darling, I'm a diva. We don't do anything. I have Twinkies as my DDs. I have people, straight men to carry all my shit. And then I have a makeup artist.
I am very proud of you.
I have a wig stylist, too. I do my own fashion, though, because big girls are the ones that need to dress big girls because tents don't look good on us.
Neither do I have a boy running around. I'm just saying.
Well, are you visiting your staff before the wedding? Are you going to be all made up?
Say that again?
You cannot come to the wedding in drag. My uncle will have a shit fit.
How will he know until I open my mouth?
Oh, God.
And
don't do it.
I'll be in Michael's lap the whole time.
Okay.
Malson, you know you're not going to be quiet that whole wedding.
Oh, honey. Right before they say, does anybody have any objections, I'll be like, I got a few of them. And then that'll be the first time Jeffrey goes, you can sit the fuck right down right now. And I'll be like, I have the videotape.
On Mike's lap.
He would say that.
Why is Mike being so quiet? Michael, where are you?
He gets quiet when he's being shy.
Oh, sorry. I was reading some more Jello shot recipes.
Madison is going to try to come sit on your junk.
You understand that that'll be the first thing I do. I won't even say hi to Jeffrey. If you want to keep me quiet during the wedding, just put the donkey in my mouth.
Well, you know, I had one of those cast-a-willy things made, so, yeah.
Clone-a-willy,
sorry.
Oh. Those what? You got to speak layman's terms to the drag queen.
I had a
you haven't heard of clone-a-willy?
Clone-a-willy.
Yeah.
What about your willy?
I cloned it
just for you.
Oh, that's fine. You can clone it. We can use that and the real thing. Because I don't use imitation. Mm-mm. I'm going to enjoy every single piece of reality.
Well, Madison,
this
darling,
show's taking
so
a turn
for
the
calling
work.
In, honey. We've got like 10 more things to We got 10 more things to get to.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to everybody before I went to the show. Y'all are absolutely fabulous, and Jeffrey, you're old.
Thanks, bitch. Good luck with your show tonight at Trex in Syracuse. If anybody's in the hood, go check it out. College Nights with Frida Lay. Okay, who's doing their dishes?
No, that's me. I'm filling up the bathtub.
Well, girl, you think maybe you could, like, turn it on and walk away or something?
No, I'm in the tub, and I'm filling it up.
Oh, my.
Mikey, do you want to get to your primetime update or take another call first? What do you want to do?
We'll get to the news so we can mute Katrina for just 2 minutes while we do that. Oh, good God. All right.
Yes.
She'll, we'll be back to her in about 2 minutes, Katrina. Get your tub filled. All right, let's do this. Good evening, Jeff, Karen, and Kat. Good evening, everyone. Bang, bang, bang to the 17th power. Wednesday's 4th of July celebrations in New York City were marred by a streak of violence, with NYPD officials confirming that 17 people were shot on Wednesday. The New York Post reports one victim, a 33-year-old man in the Flatlands neighborhood of Brooklyn, died from a fatal shooting to his head. Two unrelated shootouts within 15 minutes of each other also injured five. Also on Wednesday, an MTA police officer was stabbed in the eye by an unprovoked, deranged man wielding a knife at a Long Island Railroad station in Queens. The officer has since undergone over 4 hours of surgery and has been taken out of intensive care. When the day was done, a total of 17 people were shot in New York this 4th of July. Sink or swim, a lifeguard who helped save a drowning man outside of his assigned patrol area was fired by his employer. CBS station WFOR reports that Thomas Lopez was fired Monday by Orlando-based Jeff Ellis and Associates because he broke a company rule and could have put beachgoers in his section of Hollandale Beach in jeopardy. On Monday afternoon, a beachgoer had rushed to Lopez's stand asking for help. Lopez said he saw a man struggling in the water south of his post and ran to his aid. After the rescue, Lopez said his boss asked him to fill out an incident report and then fired him for leaving his assigned area. Bath salts strike again. A new mother has been charged with smoking the powerful synthetic stimulant known as bath salts 2 days after she gave birth while still in the maternity ward of a central Pennsylvania hospital. Online court records don't list an attorney for 31-year-old Carla Murphy of Altoona, who is charged with aggravated assault and various drug counts for allegedly stripping naked and fighting with staff at the Altoona Regional Hospital on June 17th. The Altoona Mirror reports hospital police had to be called to subdue Murphy after she stripped and rolled around on the shower floor. Police later found the drugs in Murphy's personal effects at her home. Unbelievable. For all these stories and so much more, make sure you're recapping online at unscriptedradio.com and on your iPhone, iPad, or Android devices by downloading the Stitcher app. From the news desk, I'm Mike J. Jeff, Karen, and Katrina, back to you.
Wow.
This bath salt thing is, like, really out of control.
It's ridiculous, and I don't believe it.
Gosh. You don't
I don't
it?
Believe that it's actual bath salts. Like I said, I've made bath salts before. It's made out of fucking salt.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a drug. They just nicknamed it that.
You, what kind of salts you got in your tub right now, now that we know you're in the bath?
I got these, yeah. It's this, my favorite spa here in town is the Qua Spa at Caesars. And if you get the couples treatment, they give you a gift. So it's this, some kind of thing that they made me, and then they give you this fancy little spoon set. It's a set of spoons that you are supposed to use to scoop your salt in.
Oh, my.
So I'm using the Qua Spa Special. It
wow.
It smells amazing. Since you're asking. And I wouldn't eat it. But if I did eat it, I don't think I'd get all crazy and eat weird shit. Just saying.
Just saying.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yeah. So what else is going on, kids?
Well, we do have another caller. Mike, can you get him on the line? I'm going to check our YouTube stuff and see who's in the lead.
Cool.
I would suggest checking our friend from Australia so you don't waste your time with the others. But just kidding.
He was not in the lead. Is he in the lead now?
Well, we'll let Jeff check.
Okay.
All right, but I know we have Deidre on the line who's been waiting. She has a question for Karen, and I know she wanted to weigh in on the whole topic of paying.
Okay, bring it on, Deidre.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm a huge fan of you. And
thank you.
And I've been trying to become an actress, but it's really... let's just say it's really hard around here. And I just wanted to say that I really respect you a lot, and I've been watching you, watching all the things that you've been doing.
Oh, thank you so much, Deidre. I really appreciate your support.
It's no problem, and I'm sorry, what was the question again? I kind of went fangirlish when I first saw the thing.
The question, I think we were just trying to get your opinion on the whole thing with Mike J and Jeffrey, you know, renting this house and Mike having his room, Jeffrey and Joe having their room, and Mike wanting to split it three ways, where Jeffrey's like, we split it in half. What do you think? How do you think that would go?
Well, definitely, it's like it would be some drama big time.
yep.
But I went to an anime convention and had to stay in a room with a person, and there was about six of us in one room, five girls and one guy, and we everybody.
You're all single though, right?
Oh yeah. One person wasn't. It's hard. It's not easy.
You are because you have good taste. So how did you split it between the six people? But then again, it's not like you guys had six beds, right?
No, we had.
So that complicates things.
Different. It's a different, yeah. Because then you're just paying individually because you're all getting the same amount of floor, or you pay extra to get a bed.
Right.
You know?
Actually, what was messed up was that they had me paying extra because my cousin was paying for my anime convention ticket since that was my first anime convention.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if another person would come in, I would also say for them to, like, equally pay this... The same prices that the others are paying, though.
What?
But I guess also depending on the situation, though, as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm so confused, but okay.
It gets confusing the more people you have.
Yeah.
We just want to say thank you so much for calling in. You're such a sweetheart.
I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm dying to know how much it costs when you split a hotel room six ways.
Right. One room.
Like $10.
$20.
That must have been a good deal.
Hell yeah.
I know. I would have paid extra to make sure I had a bed and a pillow, because it ain't cool if you don't.
I'd have slept in the lobby.
Well, guys, I have an update on our Twitter contest.
Yes.
So right now, the in the lead is Chips and Gravy, the viral video, by Luke, right, Luke?
Yeah,
Luke Shaw. Luke Shaw has 344 views, and then trailing right behind him is Rashid with 302.
Are you sure? Because when I checked the other day, I was texting Karen. Rashid had 390.
Right, you have to actually
unless
click
there's
on
another
him.
Video that I didn't see, this the one that I'm looking at that says for the viral video contest says 302.
So where do we check? Do we check on the actual YouTube video, or do we check
I went to the actual YouTube video because like when I clicked or when I just searched it, like the counts were off, so I had to go click each video.
Yeah,
so
you gotta
for
click
everybody
each
else
video.
That's entering. You know, you guys got to catch up, so you need to go tell all your friends, promote it on your Facebook page, send it on your Twitter page. You know what? If you guys are fans of Power Rangers, go on the Facebook fan pages of Power Rangers and tell them, this, you know, I'm doing this promo video for Karen Ashley, Aisha Campbell's radio show. Let them know. Get them to help you. Go to all the fan pages. It has like 100,000 people that like it. You know, if you're a Katrina Johnson fan and you're all that, go to the Nickelodeon pages. Go to the all that fan pages on Facebook and tell these guys what you're doing and you're trying to get their radio show. Go get them involved. Go to IMBD and go to the all that page and the Power Ranger pages. Go to Karen Ashley's page. Go to Katrina Johnson's pages. Go find those message boards and promote the shit out of your video. Just make sure you tell people it's for Karen Ashley's radio show or Katrina Johnson's, or, well, Mike and I don't really have those pages. So you could just tell our friends. Tweet like crazy. Tweet your favorite celebrities. Tweet other Power Rangers. Tweet other all that people and see if they'll retweet your link to your video and tell them you need help. Just tweet your regular celebrities and tell them you're trying to win this contest to take over this radio show. You can do it.
All right, we got someone.
Be creative.
Somebody's on the line. Who is it?
It's Toka. We got sick of hearing Jeffrey talking.
You know what? You're such a fucking bitch. You bitch that I don't do shit, that I don't promote shit, and then when I do, you fucking cut me off. You're a fucking bitch.
I thought you did a good job, Jeffrey. You did good, Jeffrey.
No, actually, Jeff, I'm going to make you happy. I agree with you to an extent about the hotel thing, but here's my little caveat that I wish to mention.
Okay. Go for it.
I think that no matter what, Mike has to pay for two beds because of donkey.
Oh! Wow, Mike!
That is a good point! Mike, what do you have to say about that there, buddy?
I think that's fresh, and I'm a little concerned that Toku is thinking about my donkey in such ways.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's been mentioned so many times.
And it takes up space.
You got to take it for what everyone else says.
Whatever.
I agree.
Although, look, if I'm gonna pay half, then in that one house, I think I should be getting my master bedroom since I'm paying half.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, from what I'm hearing, from everyone else, you'd need not just the master bedroom, you'd probably need the master bathroom, specifically the hub, just for it.
Hell yeah, now we're talking private bathroom, private bedroom, now I'm in. Maybe you can climb the balcony.
But just know that with that premium service has to come a premium price.
Yeah, haven't you ever heard you get what you pay for?
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
That's why I'm expensive, I'm just saying.
I have to go down the fresh lane.
Like, this is the thing. If you thought about it in terms of a cruise, like, when you go to a cruise, let's say me and a bunch of friends were going on a cruise, and they basically were like, if you want a room, this is what the room costs. Now, if you decided, like, I went on the cruise, and my room was obviously more expensive because at the time I didn't have a boyfriend. But my girlfriend went with her boyfriend, so their room was less expensive, but the rooms were the same price. So I ended up paying more than they paid for my cruise because I had a room all to myself. But her and her boyfriend split their room. So, therefore, their cost was less. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm going to say you had a better cruise because those rooms are small and it sucks to share.
Oh.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. The price of the room was still the same price. It was still the same price. It was just a matter of how they split it or how they figured it out.
Well, yeah, but that's
honestly, guys, if Mike's involved in any way, he should automatically have to pay double just because.
Mike, your ace in the hand is selling you out, buddy.
Yeah, that's the last time I ever asked him to look up any area codes for me.
Oh, I'm still here as your helper. I just got to give you some crap every now and then, dude.
Well, there you go.
Good Lord.
You know how it is. You got to have fun. And that's all this is. It's fun.
Well, I'm glad.
It's fun, Mike. It's fun to make
you
pay extra.
For listening every night, because we're just, we got down to like the last 4.5 minutes, so I got to start wrapping this up quickly.
Well, what about you guys? Have a good one.
Can we do it in 4 minutes? Thank you, Toku. I don't know. Ask Miss Ash.
Sharon can have as much time as she wants.
What do I need? What am I doing? What's going on?
It's Thursday.
Thursday throwdown, maybe?
Oh, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it as a Friday throwdown. It's cool.
Because
I've actually got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's all good. We'll just do it tomorrow. It'll be fine. I really enjoyed the conversation about Mike and the room and... And I love the different perspectives, you know, like, obviously some people in the chat room agreed with us, but Madison agreed with Mike, and it's just all skewed. So I guess it's all interpretation.
Well, my interpretation is if you go anywhere with me, you got to pay.
Right. There you have it. And that is what it is. Michael J.
I feel you. I'm just saying that if I'm going to end up paying as much to rent half of a house and I can have an entire hotel room to myself, then I'll stay in the hotel.
I think that house would be a lot better.
Jeffrey, your turn. What are your thoughts,
Jeffrey?
He can
stay in a hotel and pay more than. He's a fucking fool. Then he's going to have to drive. We're going to have two rental cars. So he's going to end up paying out of the fucking ass.
I'll take a taxi. I will learn. I use public transportation.
And he's so sweet. Like, it just shows how good of a friend he is. Like, this is technically Joe and I's honeymoon that I'm going and doing. Instead of going on a real honeymoon, I'm having a working fucking honeymoon where we're filming a reality show, and, like, I'm sacrificing that to better our lives and to fucking do something with ourselves. And trying to take one for the team, and yet this bitch is bickering over a couple hundred fucking dollars. Like, it really shows what a good friend he is. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Anything I can do to help?
Final thoughts?
Oh, I thought
you argue on the show. You're,
no, I
you're
thought
done?
That was my final thought.
Oh, okay. I'll give you one more final since he kind of went long.
I don't know. Every time I try to wish somebody happy birthday or plug something, I get cut off anyway. So what the fuck's the difference?
What? What are you talking about? When did you wish
anyway.
Somebody happy birthday? I don't remember.
Oh,
did
God.
You wish somebody happy birthday today?
This boy, you know, he always tries to cut me off, like on Katrina's birthday, where he's like, nope, gotta go.
Oh, Jeffrey, you know he was joking, but that was pretty rude.
but I think he was joking on that.
It's okay. I'm going to get you drunk, Mama, and I'm going to listen to you all night say how special it was for us to become friends.
Oh, Lord.
Nothing I'd rather hear.
I love her. I love her. I think, Katrina, you're going to have to play Interference the whole weekend of the wedding. Like, this is
That's fine.
There will not be no interference. Like, this is my wedding. If he fucking goes and does one of his shits, like,